to the other side. Anyone? Okay. The gentleman from Texas is recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Amendment number 34 at the desk.
The clerk will distribute amendment number 34. The gentleman from Texas is recognized for, Mr. Conaway is recognized for 2 minutes to explain his amendment number 34.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good friend, Mr. Costa, and I present this amendment. This amendment would simply put an end to the gypsum rulemaking that's been plaguing cattle producers for more than 2 years.
On the two-minute rule.
All of us on the committee are aware of the fact that the gypsum rulemaking went well beyond the language of the 2008 Farm Bill and threatened livestock and poultry marketing as we know it. In particular, it threatened to end the value-added marketing opportunities that producers use to satisfy their customers and remain profitable. This language mirrors the actions of the Ag Appropriations Subcommittee and the full Committee on Appropriations.
Right.
I want to thank Mr. Costa for co-offering the amendment with me. This impacts producers across the country. Urge a yes vote on this amendment to kill this issue once and for all and allow cattle producers in Texas to get back to fighting bigger threats to their livelihood. I yield back.
The gentleman yields back. Who seeks recognition on this topic?
Mr. Chairman.
The ranking member seeks recognition.
Chairman, I move to strike for the last word.
Gentleman's recognized for 2 minutes.
What this does is it repeals what we did in 2008 in the Farm Bill on gypsum. This was another situation where I locked them in the room, and they came to an agreement. It also repeals the rules that the Secretary has finalized since 2008, and it prohibits the Secretary from finalizing the remaining rules. You are opening up one huge can of worms with this, and I don't think it's smart, but, it is what it is. So, the Secretary first proposed a gypsum rule that I thought went further than what the agreement was. I worked to rein those in, if you will. I feel a little bit put upon here because I work very hard to take the industry's concerns to the Secretary, and I think I had a lot of effect on what happened. And now, all of a sudden, we're going to repeal everything. Maybe that's the whole deal in this Congress. We just got to repeal everything that ever happened. So, I don't know. But I just think it's a little much. And the Senate's not going to even touch this anyway. So, whatever happens, I yield back.
Mr. Chairman.
Gentleman yields back. The gentleman from Iowa seeks recognition.
To strike last word.
Gentleman's recognized for 2 minutes.
As you know, I concur with Mr. Peterson. I chaired the Livestock Committee. We spent a lot of effort in developing this, and it ought to be allowed to continue through. So, again, we should slow down. Just a few facts. 30 years ago, there were 1.3 million beef cattle operations. Today, there are probably something less than 740,000. In 1980, there were 660,000 hog farms. Today, 67,000. Last year alone, approximately 2,300 additional hog producers went out of business. The top four beef attackers, backpackers have control over 81% of the sales of cattle for slaughter in the U.S. And I could go on and on and give you this data. We ought to allow this to continue to be developed and watch it closely. If you want to do that, I concur with the watching of it. I'll work with my chairman now very willingly and hope that we could keep an eye on it. But I don't think this is the right thing to do at this time, and I would hope
with the gentleman yield
this amendment.
The gentleman yield?
Yes, of course.
I wasn't intending to insult the ranking member, but we're still getting complaints that these rules went too far. And this went beyond what the court said. The Department of Agriculture basically thumbed their nose at us time and again. But I do appreciate both of your comments. But my producer is telling me these aren't working. Those folks went out of business because they weren't as efficient as they needed to be, not because of the circumstances and not allowing these value-added marketing opportunities that develop and evolve.
Take me back my time if I could. Well, why don't we just temper this down and we sit down and figure out some way to draw them back somewhat and do what's appropriate here, but we need to protect these producers. I yield back.
Gentleman's time has expired.
Mr. Chairman.
I believe the gentleman from Georgia seeks recognition, and then we'll come back to the gentleman from California.
Mr. Chairman, I move to strike the
gentleman is recognized for 2 minutes.
And I know Mr. Boswell was talking about a lot of farms going out of business and other things. I can tell you the federal estate tax is the reason that a lot of farms go out of business, and we need to get rid of that for America's farmers. Mr. Chairman, with that said, I'll yield my time.
You do understand the concept late at night. The gentleman from California seeks recognition.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move to strike the last word.
Gentleman's recognized for 2 minutes.
I think we're all sensitive to the changes that have occurred in various livestock, poultry, pork industries over the recent decades. And I think my friend and the gentleman from Minnesota is correct. He worked very closely with a lot of us in the 2008 Farm Bill to try to find some sort of a happy medium. I think this amendment, which I am a co-sponsor of, is really a reaction to what we thought was an overreach on the part of the USDA over the last 18 months after the 2008 Farm Bill had passed in attempting to take the regulatory process and to pursue an area that the Congress had rejected in terms of consideration in the 2008 Farm Bill. And while I hope this could be worked out in some other fashion, nonetheless, the fact is that with the changes that have occurred over the industry over the years, there has been no proof that, in my view, collusion has taken place within the changes in the industry, and the regulations were an overreach. Now, whether or not there's some other alternative by this legislation that could be worked out in the conference committee, I would certainly be open to it. But those of us who were very critical with the department last year, and they finally pulled back, I think in part to all of our responses and to Congressman Peterson's as well, this is a reaction to what we felt the administrative branch, the executive branch, superseding its role on law that had been passed and enacted. And so I support the amendment, and maybe this is something we can continue to work on.
The gentleman's time has expired. I believe the gentleman from Texas, Mr. Nalgabar, seeks recognition.
I move to strike the last word.
Gentleman's recognized for 2 minutes.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I'll be brief, and I want to associate with myself with Mr. Conaway and Mr. Costa's remarks. But, you know, I think this piece of legislation was initially chasing a ghost that didn't exist, and the rules have been overreaching. And one of the things that the gentleman said, that there's been a lot of consolidation in agriculture. Yes, there has been a lot of consolidation in agriculture, and the way that many producers have been able to stay in business is they've had to scale their operations. And in scaling their operations, they needed the capital to be able to do that. And in order to get the capital from the banks and other places, they had to be able to, in many cases, hedge the opportunities or forward contract to be able to get the financing to do that. Many people have been able to take marketing opportunities with certain kinds of breeding programs and so forth to enhance the profitability and to be able to stay in business. And so I think this amendment makes a lot of sense, and I would encourage members to support this amendment. And with that, I yield back.
The gentleman yields back. Seeing no other requests for recognition, we'll now proceed to vote on amendment number 34. All those in favor of amendment number 34 will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed to amendment number 34 will signify by saying no.
No.
It appears the ayes have it. It appears the ayes have it. The ayes do indeed have it. Amendment number 34 is adopted. Are there additional amendments to Title 12?